Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about the itertools.chain function in Python. It's all about efficiently combining lists and iterables.
Ooh, itertools. Always a good time. So what's the big deal with this chain thing? Why not just use the plus operator to combine lists?
Excellent question. That's where memory efficiency comes into play. Chain creates an iterator, not a new list. It's like a pipeline. You access elements one by one without loading the whole combined thing into memory.
Got it. So it's lazy evaluation in action. I see. So you're saying if I have a massive list and I use a plus operator, that can really bog down my system.
Precisely, especially with huge datasets. The video gives a great example using ASCII letters and a range of a million numbers. Chaining them creates a tiny object in memory, but concatenating them into a list explodes the memory usage.
Wow, okay, that's pretty powerful. So, walk me through how it works again. How do you actually use this chain function?
Sure. You import it from itertools, of course. Then you pass the iterables you want to combine as arguments to the chain function. You can chain as many as you like.
Okay, and what about nested lists? Can it handle those?
Absolutely. It has a from iterable method specifically designed for that. You give it an iterable of iterables, like a list of lists, and it flattens it beautifully into a single chain.
Okay, I see. So are you saying it's always better to use chain than just concatenating with plus?
Well, not always. If you're working with small lists, plus is perfectly fine. But with larger datasets, or if you're concerned about memory, chain becomes invaluable. It keeps things lean and mean.
I think I'm starting to understand the power of iterators a bit more. Anything else noteworthy about chain that the video mentioned?
The video also emphasizes using the sys.getSizeOf function to illustrate the memory savings. It's a handy way to demonstrate how compact the chain object remains even with very large amounts of data compared to a list. It's a real eye-opener.
It is. This is a neat trick to have up your sleeve. Definitely a good tool to keep in mind for optimizing Python code.
Exactly. I'm definitely going to be using this more often. And don't forget to check out the string module, especially the ASCII letters constant. Big time saver.
Will do. Great information overall. This has been really helpful. Thanks.
You're very welcome. And to everyone listening, thank you for joining us. We hope you found this enlightening. Catch you on the next one.
Goodbye.